You're listening to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, your escape to reality.
Hello and welcome to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Today is Wednesday, January 30th, 2019, and this is your host, Stephen Novella. Joining me this week are Bob Novella.
Hey, everybody.
Kara Santa Maria.
Howdy.
Jay Novella.
Hey, guys.
And Evan Bernstein.
Good evening, friends.
Minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
Where on, like, the far side of
Chicago?
Mars? Or?
Where is this?
Yeah, that's where. That's how cold it's getting in the Midwest.
The Midwest?
That's like Antarctica temperatures. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, you verified that? Minus 65
is what
I've heard from multiple.
With the wind chill. That's the wind chill. It's like minus
Fahrenheit.
30. Yeah.
Decimal numbering system.
What does that mean to you, Steve?
It means we're glad we're not in Chicago.
Apparently, like, the polar vortex split in two, and part of it is wandering, is like driving this Arctic air deep down into the Midwest. Luckily, we're right on the edge of it in Connecticut, so we're getting some seasonably cold weather, but not crazy.
Yeah, like,
let me state the obvious.
3 degrees Fahrenheit tomorrow night.
I think everyone should benefit from this. Here's the obvious question. What about global warming?
Yes, it's
happening.
There you go. Yes, Jay, and I can answer that. The reason that the polar vortex split was because of the shrinking ice shelf, which is caused by, you named it, climate change, global warming, and it's just going to get worse. So it all, you know, and then there's, of course, the whole difference between climate and weather and all that baloney, which we don't need to get into for our audience.
In fact, I read that the ice has retreated so much, it's uncovering areas of, say, Greenland that haven't been looked at or haven't had a chance to investigate. Samples dating back 120,000 years of fauna and other things that have been covered for so long that are now being exposed. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a silver lining, I suppose, in a way.
Nope.
But you're right, Kara. It's bad.
But it could get far worse because you got thawing permafrost. Is a scary concept. I mean, there could be
it's scary
all sorts
for CO2.
Of nasty things. Yes.
Yeah, but it's also
that
scary for
bad.
What is it? Albedo?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The thing, as you know, comes out of a block of ice and probably landed on our planet a couple hundred thousand years ago. I mean, this is serious business.
At least 100.
Was that a segue?
Years.
I don't think so.
No. That was a reference to the movie The Thing.
It's interesting, though, that his The Thing segue could have, or his The Thing reference could have been a segue.
It sounded segue-like for sure.
No, you'll see when we get to my story. So Chicago, the low tonight, and this is in Fahrenheit, people, I apologize. The low tonight is negative 21, but that's the actual temperature, not the wind chill.
You never
and
have to
low
apologize
tonight
for Fahrenheit.
In Antarctica is negative 23.
It's summer down there,
Isn't that amazing, though?
Yes.
It's summer down there, you guys.
Yeah, big. That's important.
I love that. That's amazing.
They're basically telling people stay inside because you go outside
so
in that temperature, it'll kill you.
Yeah, I'm seeing people even
instantly.
Inside their houses. Like, there's all these pictures on Twitter, on Instagram, of people trying to insulate their windows with stuffed animals, people, the inside of their doorknobs being frozen solid.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned that they left their clothes in the dryer and their dryer was outside and all their clothes are frozen into the dryer.
Yeah, I have my dryer outside.
And some people need to be careful because some people, like in apartments or other places, are heating their spaces with kerosene and other devices that have these fumes and chemicals that are really bad. And when you can't let your home,
you can't open the windows.
Have airflow, and you start sealing things up. Well, you're just trapping a lot of those dangerous chemicals in there with you. So you need to be cautious about that as well. You need to make sure that those things are vented properly.
You know what else they're using kerosene for in Chicago is they're actually
setting
having to,
train tracks on fire.
Yeah,
right?
Light the rails on
I
fire
saw
so
that.
They don't buckle.
Oh my gosh!
Isn't that amazing? And they're just like the train tracks are all on fire on purpose.
So global warming, because of its changes to the overall world climate, it can make extreme cold happen. It can make extreme hot happen. It'll increase the amount of energy that storms have. I'm thinking about, you know, if I should even try to post something on Facebook about, you know, this, because I just don't want people to come freaking out, because every time I put anything up about global warming, people lose their minds. But you know, I think it's important for us to stay calm and use this as an example and maintain our composure as we see